This is VOA News via remote. I'm Diane Roberts. AstraZeneca said early Monday clinical trials of its COVID-19 vaccine in Britain and Brazil have shown it is, quote, highly effective in preventing COVID-19, end quote, without, quote, hospitalizations or severe cases of the disease, end quote, in any of the trial's volunteers. The England-based pharmaceutical company tested two dosing regimens. One regimen had an efficacy rate of 90%, the other an average efficacy of 70%. Professor Andrew Pollard, chief investigator of the Oxford vaccine trial at Oxford, said in a statement, quote, "These findings show that we have an effective vaccine that will save many lives," end quote. AstraZeneca said it will seek an emergency use listing from the World Health Organization for an accelerated pathway to vaccine availability in low-income countries. Germany's health minister is stressing the importance of dealing with multiple vaccine developers amid prospects the country's first coronavirus vaccines could happen as early as December. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
Jens Spahn has noted during a visit to IDT Biologica, a German company developing a vaccine that it hopes will be ready next year, that EU and German officials are not just counting on one technology, on one company, and one team of researchers. Spahn says with vaccines, you can never know whether there might yet be setbacks, whether perhaps one won't reach the finishing line for whatever reason, adding, however, that there's good reason to believe we can begin vaccinating at the beginning of next year at the latest, perhaps even at the end of this year. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Investors scooped up stocks, commodities, and emerging market currencies and gave the dollar a wide berth as AstraZeneca and Oxford University provided markets with their now regular Monday shot of encouraging COVID-19 news. This is VOA News. Russia has opened a case against U.S. tech giant Google for failing to remove banned content from its search engine, a communications watchdog organization said Monday. It said Google was not removing up to 30% of what it called, quote, dangerous content, end quote, some of which it said was extremist, pornographic, and suicidal in nature. It opened, quote, administrative proceedings, end quote, that could lead to a court case and a fine of up to $66,000. Google could not immediately be reached for comment. A Russian court previously fined Google in August after finding it guilty of failing to block content banned in Russia. The leader of Ethiopia's Tigray People's Liberation Front, TPLF, denied Monday that federal troops had surrounded the regional capital, Mekele, at a distance of about 31 miles, as the government had said. He told Reuters by text, quote, "There is no such encirclement so far," end quote, in regard to the statements from a spokesman for a special Tigray task force set up by Prime Minister Abiy Ahmed's government. A spokesman for the government's task force on Tigray also told Reuters by text that Tigrayan forces fired rockets Monday at the capital of neighboring Amhara region, whose authorities are supporting the federal offensive. Claims by all sides are hard to verify because phone and internet communication has been down. A spokesman for projected President-elect Joe Biden says it's time for the Trump administration to start sharing COVID-19 vaccine information with them. AP's Shelley Adler reports.
The distribution of COVID-19 vaccines will start under President Trump, but will continue after Inauguration Day. And that's why on ABC's This Week, Ron Klain, the chief of staff for President-elect Joe Biden, says they need information.
Our transition isn't getting access to agency officials to help develop our plans. And there's a lot of focus on that vaccine rollout plan that's going to be critical in the early days of a Biden presidency.
University of Virginia presidential historian Barbara Perry agrees, adding the vaccine could be part of the Trump legacy.
He should be given some credit for that, but I would say the debit side of that ledger will obliterate his credit because he won't give out information to the incoming president.
I'm Shelley Adler.
A Malaysian company that is the world's biggest manufacturer of surgical gloves will close over half its factories after a surge in coronavirus cases among workers, authorities said Monday. More than 1,000 cases were recorded at Top Glove Monday, prompting the government to order the plants to close. But there's been a cluster of virus outbreaks among employees, many of whom are low-paid migrant workers. At factories in industrial area near the capital, Kuala Lumpur, Top Glove has seen a huge jump in demand since the start of the pandemic as countries scramble to stock up on protective equipment, pushing up both profits and share price. By remote, Diane Roberts, VOA.